From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome aboard. It is Tuesday. That means that that lady right there is Linda Perillo. I'm Kevin McCullough, and it's time to talk travel. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Kev. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know where you were on Saturday afternoon, but I know that I was just kind of like chilling out. I think I had the Masters on, and the kids were kind of, I think Charlotte was off playing Roblox on an iPad, and I think my boys were doing whatever they were doing. And then across the screen it came, Iran launches, 100 drones. At that time, they didn't even know that there were missiles and other things. It said 100 drones, in the direction of Israel. And sure enough, we were kind of like all glued to the coverage for the rest of the night. But it ended up being nearly 500 projectiles, drones, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and not just from Iran, but also from Yemen. And it, it all got shot down. But this idea that, everybody's like, okay, took care of that, we're all good. I'm not seeing it quite that way, even though that was kind of how our president presented it to Mr. Netanyahu. And it turns out the world powers don't see it that way, because we're starting Travel Tuesday off tonight with travel advisories. Don't go anywhere near there, they're saying.
Yeah, it's true. But so I have a question for you, because this was my question when this, I'm looking at the article right now. Why wasn't there an advisory? Who was going? Since this all started going down in October, there was a travel advisory.
To Israel directly, yes. I think a lot of these countries are expanding it now to the broader Middle East, which I find kind of interesting.
I would too. You wouldn't? I mean, come on. I think that's a no-brainer also.
Well, if you think about it, the fact that Jordan and Saudi Arabia came to Israel's defense on Saturday night, which was really rather historical. I mean, you talk about the long-lasting impact of Trump's Abraham Accords. Here you had two Arab states defending Israel side by side with Israel against a fellow Muslim state, even though they hate each other. I can't recall that ever being done before. So the fact that you had your typical European actors with France and the UK coming alongside the US, coming alongside of Israel, but you also had the Jordanians and the Saudi Arabians sending support and help as well. I think it was a very, very... But now the question is, will they get retaliatory, against the Arab states that they've been at war with for as long as they've been at war with Israel, to try to get even with them now?
Well, this is going to sound very, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm lumping everybody together, because I really try not to. But, again, what is on our side, history is on our side. And if we look at the way these cultures, let's just say the culture, our American culture fights differently. The Arab cultures fight differently. The European cultures fight differently. And what we fight over historically, interestingly enough, right, even though thousands of years sometimes have passed, it goes back to the same thing. Land is a huge issue for everybody, right? Control is a huge issue for everybody. How the politics are formulated, how the country is ruled, right? Do you have a czar? Do you have a monarch? Do you have those things actually have remained in place if you think about it, right? So the Arab states are Arab states, and they fight like they always have. So I don't see a difference between that and like when we were having issues with Iran. Well, they're going to deal with us the same way they're going to deal with somebody else who's pissing them off, even if they are an Arab country. Does that make sense to you?
Like, yeah, a little bit. And you know what's interesting?
Do you want to fight with Iran?
You know what's interesting? You went down this path of governance and geography and time, how you know places tend to be who they are. And if you really think about it, that's one of the reasons why we travel to these places. Because we go, oh, this so-and-so took this bulkhead during this war, and you know, then they moved the boundary back here, and that's why these things were built. And like half of why we travel is to kind of see the evidence of what history still have. I mean, why do people go to Rome? I mean, what's the most popular place in Rome to go see? Everybody wants to go see the
Colosseum.
The Colosseum. Why? Because it's historical and it's you know 150,000 years old and people want to see what it was like there. But that's the and to some degree, I think we forget that we're still living in historic times and we're making history in our choices and what we're doing and how we go about it. And you know, there will come a day when there will be another attack somewhere and people will say that eclipsed the attempt by Iran to attack Israel on that night, because that night they used 500 weapons and over here they used 2000 weapons. And you know, it's all going to be a layer, you know, a matter of layers and perspectives. But that's why I'm not sure that I would, and I don't want to say this too loudly because I don't want the rest of the family to hear this, but I'm not sure that I would always abide by travel advisories personally for me, because I like kind of being in the room where it happens.
Oh, geez, Kevin. I would not go to Israel. I would not go to the Middle East. I would not. I mean, unless you have a really powerful, logical reason to go, there's no reason to go. That's just me. What would power you to go there right now?
Well, I don't know. And I don't know that I would right this minute, but I have a lot of Israeli friends, Israeli Arab friends and Israeli Jewish friends that have both been back to Israel multiple times since October because they want to go show their family and friends that they show solidarity for the Israeli state. And one of the big things that's key to Israel is obviously people coming and, you know, tourism and travel and people getting there and so forth. So they're making a statement by going and being. And I was just thinking of my one friend, Avi, who takes the Wednesday yoga class that I'm usually in. And I think he was there over this last weekend. I'm going to have to double check and see, but I think he was there when all this went down. But, you know, it was really a remarkable, you think about some of those pictures they showed us around the 9:30, 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Where people in Jerusalem, in the old city and in the new city, they're looking up and they're seeing essentially like a Star Wars movie take place. Like things are killing each other in the sky. And that's where it's coming to an end. And yes, thank goodness, thank God, they knocked 99% of all of those things down and nobody was hurt. Well, there was this one little Bedouin girl that got hurt from some shrapnel out in a field in the northern portion of Israel, but really no carnage, no deaths, no significant injuries beyond that to speak of. But who's to say if the crazy whack-a-jobs in Iran wanted to do this again, but two or three times the power that they sent this time, because they have up to about, I think, 5,000 or 6,000 of the types of missiles and stuff that they used. I mean, they used a very small amount of it this time. And what if they do get nuclear power, and instead of a ballistic missile on the end of that drone, they put a little nuclear warhead on there?
My worry is that we're not gonna
be prepared when the real stuff comes down.
Well, do you think, again, trying not to judge by
actually hold this thought, hold this question. We'll start the next segment with it. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. It's Travel Tuesday. Obviously, people are saying don't go to the Middle East right now. In fact, Canada is saying get on commercial airplanes and get home as fast as you can. We'll come right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I have a personal question for you. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. Are you missing a tooth? For many who are, it's the first thing they think about when they wake up in the morning and the last thing before they go to bed. But there's good news. You're not alone. Millions of adult Americans are missing one or more teeth, and the solution is so simple. It's called Reset Smile. Reset Smile is the affordable at-home tooth replacement company with no need to visit the dentist. You simply go to ResetSmile.com, answer their short questionnaire to make sure you're a candidate. Then they'll mail you an easy-to-use impression kit. You send it back, and they send you your new tooth or teeth that are customized to fit perfectly in your mouth. Regain your smile. Regain your confidence. Eat all the foods you want to, but couldn't before. And the best part? Reset Smile is affordable. Pay just $59 a month on approval of credit. With their 30-day money-back smile guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose. Just go to ResetSmile.com. Use the promo code Mike to save $20 off your order. That's ResetSmile.com, promo code Mike.
You know, the boys this summer are back at it, and Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey means it's time for their Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella is a big baseball fan. He's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models. 1.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. At Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals, starting at just $79 a month on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call them today, 973-705-8905, and have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. Again, that's 973-705-8905. You speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model, and remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval during their Grand Slam event. From Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Tell them Joe sent you.
Offers end April 30th, subject to primary lender approval. Leasing and financing on select new Toyota models through TFS. Not all buyers will qualify. Call or visit Route22Toyota.com for details.
AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher sees Trump dead on.
The world's on fire, and we have this idiot in the White House to blame. Now, normally, a talk show host says things like that, not the Republican nominee for president. But it's where we are, and this is what the left doesn't get, and the Trump haters never recognize. Millions of Americans relate to this and say, you're right, you're right, you're right.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Of all the boys, boys, boys.
And now,
boys,
from boys, New York, boys, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
And we're back. It's Travel Tuesday. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. And obviously, when you have projectiles and missiles and cruise missiles and ballistic missiles all flying through the air, you probably shouldn't be putting airplanes through there at the same time. But I don't know if you saw this. Linda, did you see the story about the Princess of Jordan? You know, the King of Jordan, you know, he's the royal family there is still in power, and they've been, you
know, she's American, isn't she?
She's got a lot of American training, but yeah. she was flying Saturday. She flew missions Saturday night, and she shot down five of the offending missiles and drones all on her own.
Wow.
So talk about, you know, badass. Like,
yeah, no kidding.
I'd that's the kind of thing that you know, can make a man swoon. Well, if you can go, if you can go shoot them guys out of the air, you know, you're going to make a good wife someday.
Oh, yeah. And a battered husband.
No, you had a question before we went to break. What was it?
I forget what I was saying, but I, you know, we all have these, right? Everything is a stereotype. So we already imagine we've had our issues with Iran. We've had our issues with Iraq. We have our issues with the Middle East. And, you know, again, I hate to say it, but I just feel that, I don't know. I feel like they are a very, am I wrong? It's a very combative culture. And, you know, they, I think they imbibe in rancor. And I don't know why. Now, again, there are factions, and you could say stuff about the Italians too, that are peaceful and want peace and stuff. I just don't think you're ever gonna, I don't think you're ever gonna put Middle East and peace in the same sentence. I don't care who they're fighting. I just think it's a very, I think it's a very hard thing. And I don't even know what is the problem. I mean, is Iran saying we're mad
at you? Well, technically on October 6th, before the October 7th attack, There wasn't even a declared peace. It was just a ceasefire from the last conflict that had been in effect since the last conflict had been, quote, resolved with Hamas. But so a couple of things went into this. So when Biden comes into office, when Trump came into office, he stopped sending all the money that Obama was sending to Iran. And he said, we're not going to play along with the nuclear deal. We're not going to let you get nuclear weapons. We're going to rip up that deal. And you're not going to sell your oil on the market as long as you're pursuing them. And but he went a step further. He said, I'm not just going to sanction you. I'm going to sanction any country that won't declare that they've ended business with you. So you didn't even, like, if you didn't have to be doing business. If you just said, I'm not going to stop doing business with them, he was going to sanction them as well. So what happened was Iran had to go from a fairly like dominant stature within the neighborhood to all of a sudden having to be quite humbled and very different about how they were going to handle their discussions with us about nuclear developments and other things. And that worked for the 4 years. But when Biden came in, he said, okay, we're going back to exactly the way things were under Obama, started sending them money again, opened up their oil markets, let them sell their oil. Well, next thing you know, they've got $100 billion in their pocket. And if we know anything about Iran, what we've watched them do over the years is when they get rich, they don't send themselves to go die for causes. They pay the cousins to go do it.
Right.
So they don't like the Arabs, but they'll pay Hezbollah and the Houthis and Hamas to go die for them. And that's basically what has been happening for the last 3.5 years. And it culminated in the October 7th attack when the Iranian Republican National Guard in Damascus met with the Hamas leadership and they said, okay, here's the attack. Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to have paratroopers. We're going to have this. We're going to have that coming over the border, blah, blah, blah. And then they executed it. Well, Israel, it didn't take a lot to find out, but they found out that the Iranian guard was the one that had really planned all of it. This has really been a war between Iran and Israel. Mm-hmm. And the other groups are just the fronts for Iran. So they said, okay, we found the 7 guys that planned it. They're in this consulate in Damascus. They go and take the consulate out and kill the top 7 guys that planned the attacks of October 7th, which most of the world would look at under normal circumstances and say, okay, they're the ones that came in and killed all your people. That's reasonable. But the Ayatollahs, the mullahs in Iran, they can't lose face like that to their own people because their own people already don't really like them that much. So they had to say, well, we're going to teach them. So their whole like thumping the chest and, you know, oh, look at us roar. They send this attack in there and then they immediately say, okay, that's it. It's done. We're all done. All's good. Don't retaliate. And now the president is saying to Netanyahu, don't do anything. Don't respond. Don't, you know, and I don't know that that's that helpful because those people only respond to strength.
Well, that's it, right? That's the only.
So if Israel sits there and does nothing, then what message does that give to Iran for, you know, if they want to plan another attack? The problem is Iran has all this money that they shouldn't have.
Right. But, you know, again, we go back to the fact that they're combative. So they know nothing but fighting. So if you go back at them and fight, they're going to want to fight some more. And then if you don't, now you're a sitting duck. So what's the answer? I don't know what the answer is.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. And like, you know, I always think back to Ronald Reagan, right? When we had the hostages. Remember we had the hostages in Iran?
They didn't mess around with him.
But he said, do not negotiate with terrorists. You don't negotiate with terrorists. So, Ronald, let's exhume him for a moment. What do you do with them then? What do you do?
Well, Trump kind of had the same idea, and that was you don't go out and say stuff, and you don't go start more wars. The actions that you take, you make them strategic, and you make them punitive. And then they'll know, okay, I can't mess with that guy.
But
the second that Reagan was sworn in, they had those hostages on planes headed home. Why? Because they knew that he was not Jimmy Carter.
Not Jimmy Carter.
Carter had sat there for however many days, 100 plus days. Oh, our hostages, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they perceived that as weakness and said, okay, yeah, we're gonna milk this for all it's worth. They knew that Reagan was a different... They just, you know, as soon as he was inaugurated, they were home.
They were home, which is right, which is interesting. So I don't know what the strategy is. I don't. It's a very different mentality than what we have here. I think Americans have become more scared, to be honest with you. I don't think we have that fight till you drop thing. Everyone's like, ooh, no, we want peace. I think to the point where we don't even stick up.
Well, I don't think we want to be in forever wars, that's for sure.
No,
and I think that we're not looking to take care of everybody else's business. But don't mess with America. I think we still have a little bit of a backbone. Anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, it's a little bit of a turn here. We're going to talk about virtual travel. Is that correct, Linda?
Yeah. Travel VR by a John.
Travel VR.
We've had him on before.
Yeah. Well, it's fun for people that can't actually get in a car and go anywhere. That's the beauty of this. It's all straight ahead. Stay with us.
Peters reporting the first seven jurors for Donald Trump's criminal trial have been chosen after lawyers grilled members of the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. The questioning was designed to help decide whether they can sit in fair judgment of the former president. The panelists who were selected are an information technology worker, an English teacher, an oncology nurse, a sales professional, a software engineer, and two lawyers. 11 more people still need to be picked before opening statements begin as early as next week. House impeachment managers have walked two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas across the Capitol to the Senate, forcing senators to convene a trial. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 63 points, the NASDAQ dropped 19, the S&P lower by 10. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join me on a cruise to Alaska over 4th of July. It will be an adventure of a lifetime. Book your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or online. Just go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Thank you so much for those of you giving to the annual attempt to help feed those who are hungry with our partners at Food for the Poor. Here from Food for the Poor is my good friend Anitra Parmalee.
I want to take you with me to a village in Guatemala. We're standing in front of a home, a mother, her children, and the little boy whispers to the mom. And when the translator says, he just asked his mom if he could go to work with his dad. We're talking about working backbreaking labor in the fields. And his explanation for why he wanted to work was because his four-year-old sister was not getting enough food. And he wanted to make sure that she and her body was restored. That's the story, one of the many stories on the other side of your gift. You can honor Kevin's willingness to sacrifice for his sister by giving a generous gift to rescue not only Kevin, but also his sister with food for a year. Will you make your best gift right now, knowing you can transform the lives of children whose faces you may never see this side of heaven?
And for the next 10 minutes, friends, every gift that you give is going to be doubled. 855-907-4673. Twice as many children will be fed because you give the gift right now. 855-907-4673. Do it within the next 10 minutes to make sure it qualifies for the matching challenge. But do it right now. Friends, every gift you give right now is going to double in value. And that means that we're going to feed twice as many children because you gave the gift at this time. 855-919-4673 or go online to am970theanswer.com. So please call the number or go online right now.
AM 97, The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And we're back. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. And Linda, about once a year for the last couple of years, we've invited our next guest to join us. Why don't you introduce him?
John Graham, you can introduce yourself. I know you'd be happy to do that. Tell everybody who you are and where you come from and what you're doing here.
Yeah, my name is John Graham. I'm the president of Travel World VR, and I've been in the publishing business for 30 some odd years. That's when I met up with Linda back in the early 90s, and I met her dad. And, I launched Travel World VR with Linda's brother, Steve Perillo, back in February of 2018. We called ourselves Perillo Travel VR because we wanted to work with the legendary name. And Linda's father was the first guy to really pioneer successfully TV advertising. And when I met with Steve, I said, I think the industry is ready for VR as being a marketing tool that not only suppliers and not just tour operators, cruise lines and different destinations could capitalize on. But also, we started our app, which is Travel World VR, which anybody out, all your listeners can download it on their, if they have an iPhone or an Android, just go into their app store and it's free. And it's three separate words, Travel World VR. And you can also go to our website, which is travelworldvr.com. But my big announcement here is that we're not only pioneering this to get people to travel, we're actually pioneering it for people that are unable to travel anymore and, due to sickness or whatever. So we launched an assisted living nursing home vertical, and we've done a few already, and we've done a few in New Jersey, and we're going to start doing them in New York because it's being covered by Medicare, and it's basically a therapeutic, they've already been doing it for physical therapy, and even people that get discharged and go home, they put on a VR headset and they can do exercises, and it's basically an upbeat, it's a new way for people to get well. So when we launched it at a place called Inglemore in Livingston, where my mother was a few years ago, it was a huge success, and everybody leaves happy. And you know, so we're not just going to do it for Italy. That was our first one, was an Italy theme. We're going to do Greece probably next week. We're going to do Hawaii at the end of this week. So it's very exciting news.
The purpose of the presentation when you go into a place is to do what for the population there to experience a travel through the virtual reality mode?
Yeah, we have these special headsets called Pico, and they're you know, we show up with five or six of them, and we have the nurses put it on, and the people have an experience, and it's, you know, it's very uplifting. Like, we couldn't get people, you know, like we did the Italy one first, the Perillo one, and, you know, people wouldn't take it off their heads. You know, like, we want to see it again. I was there with my husband in 1983, and, you know, and so it's basically, you know, it's, you know, they have people that come into the assisted living places like sopranos or jugglers or piano players. It's basically, you know, something to give them hope, you know, and a lot of people get out, you know, and they can go again, you know, if they get well.
Okay, so, but here's my question from a business standpoint, bringing them to nursing homes, I think it's a great idea. No one in a nursing home is going to book a tour, are
they?
No,
but you know who comes is, when we announced we're having a Perillo one, like we did a couple of weeks ago, they bring their kids, they bring their relatives, and we hand out, you know, brochures, you know, and, you know, we know Perillo still has the best brochures in the business. And it's amazing, even like the grandkids just sitting there flipping through it and saying, wow, I want to go to Sicily. I'd like to go to Florence. I'd like to go to the Amalfi Coast. So we're actually getting multi-generation people to want to travel. And, you know, in today's environment, you know, hopefully they don't watch the news too much because it's kind of negative. This is a positive experience for everybody.
Yeah. Well, again, if you want more information, you can go to your app store for your Android or your Apple device and download Travel World VR, three separate words. And then once you load that into your phone, which I just did while we were talking just now, you can go to the sidebar there, and under the links, it says request a free headset. You can get a free headset and then watch this in the comfort of the VR of your own experience right there. And there's a number of tours that are already laid out on the app, and there's more to come. And John Graham, we appreciate you being with us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, John.
I really appreciate it. And Linda, thanks a lot for everything.
Have a good one.
Hi, this is Judge Kamens, a partner at Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, and where Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour works at his 24/7 day job. In 2014, I retired from the bench to join ABK, which is a full-service, preeminent boutique firm that has been helping New Yorkers when legal problems arise. ABK is uniquely qualified to assist New Yorkers who have a wide range of legal problems, from personal injury claims and civil litigation to criminal defense and trusts and estates. I personally work on appellate matters, attorney disciplinary matters, and complex legal issues with a dedicated group of attorneys who provide a team approach to each case. There is no legal problem too big or small for this talented and hardworking legal team. So when you think of the Idala Power Hour, also keep in mind ABK, the Power Legal Firm.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas says it has happened quickly.
What Biden is overseeing, and again, we know that he's a husk of a man. He seems to have sold his soul to the devil so that he could appear to be president, but that there are people running things. The speed and the wickedness of what he has been able to accomplish in 3 years to weaken America, to destroy our foundations, it's a staggering thing.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
We're all facing aches and pains of life, right? But what about real physical pain? I love telling you every single day about Relief Factor, the daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. I've been to their headquarters out in the Pacific Northwest. These are wonderful people. They have a commitment to getting you out of neck pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain. They use a unique formula of natural ingredients, and unlike pills that mask the pain for short periods of time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. It's just $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. There is no better gift for yourself or a loved one than feeling good again. The Relief Factor way.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Ooh, what a little moonlight.
All right, welcome back. And again, if you want more info on the virtual reality travel, it's Travel World VR. In the App Store for your Apple or Android, you can download it, and you can even request a free set of VR goggles there through the app. They'll send them to you. So I hope that that is kind of fun. It was kind of fun looking at some of the tours that they've already put together there on the app. All right, Linda, I've got a question for you. You know, everybody nowadays, you know, they want to raise chickens and they want to have their own stuff. But have you ever wanted a goat?
Well, I love animals.
You love animals. So a goat. Okay, then I've got the place for you to go. Where is the tiny Italian island of Alicudi? It's off the Sicily's northern coast. Alicudi Island.
Can you spell it for me and I'll tell you how to
say it? Alicudi. Alicudi.
Alicudi.
So off Sicily's northern coast, because here's why I'm asking about this. There's only about 100 people that live on the island.
Yeah.
But they have got a wild goat problem. And evidently it's being overrun by 6 times the number of desired goat inhabitants. So here's what they've decided to do. And I think this is rather kind of fun. They've decided that the mayor, Ricardo Guglio, is calling on anyone who can help pitch in to solve the problem. And he said on CNN on Thursday that he does not care whether you know anything about raising goats, as long as you have a boat to take them off the island. Once you've caught one of them, it's yours. So if you want a whole herd of them, or you just want one goat, you can go over to Alicudi, and participate in the Adopt a Goat program. And they created this because the local authority won't call the population on their own. See, this is part of the problem. You get greenies that are like bleeding hearts about everything, and then things get overrun, and you don't know how to deal with the actual problem that presents. But they've got 6 times the number of goats that they want on this island. And literally anybody can pull up in your little boat, your little little rowboat to, you know, go out from Sicily and rent the rowboat and go across and pick it up. And if you can get the goat in the boat, the goat is yours.
I was looking for the story. I can't find it anywhere. I was just looking at Ali Chudi, though.
Would you take a boat? Would you take a goat in a boat? Start selling us Dr. Seuss.
Would you turn
it into a Dr. Seuss poem here.
Yes. Would you take the goat in the boat with the rope and tie it to a moat?
Travel the moat with the boat. The goat in the boat.
No, my husband would probably eat it. That's the problem.
I don't know. Is goat meat that good? Like
Italians will eat goat meat. Did you ever hear of anything called? I have never eaten it, but it's.
I've had goat stew before. I was in Africa and in Haiti when I had.
They'll eat the goat. They use goat milk.
Goat milk is delicious, by the way.
Also, something called capozzella, which the Italians consider a delicacy, especially around Easter. Capozzella is the goat head.
Oh.
Yeah. No, not for me. And I'm an animal lover. But if you walk down Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. They're hanging there.
Really?
Viewing pleasure. Absolutely.
I've never asked Peter Vallone to take us through that part of the tour of Arthur Avenue.
Probably won't, because it probably creeps people out. But you know, like the old Italians, I mean, my grandmother, I mean, my mother grew up in the Bronx, grew up there. She grew up on Arthur Avenue. I mean, that's what they did. That's what they ate. You know, so I would take a goat as a pet. I would take several as a pet. You know,
well, then you're ideal for this, because anyone interested in taking up to 50, you could have 50 of them.
Interesting.
You can make an official request with the community by April 10th. So you got a couple of days to get it.
Okay,
done.
Good.
Yeah. And then they added that they will extend the deadline until all the goats are adopted. The applicant has to email their request to the local authority and pay 16 euros, about $17 stamp fee, to make it official. That's it.
That's
17 bucks and you got yourself a goat or maybe a herd of goats. What do you call a herd of goats, by the way? I don't know. You know what you call the baby goats, right? Kids.
Kids.
Yeah.
Well, the nanny goat is the mommy goat, the nanny.
Yep.
There you go.
And the billy goat is the ornery male goat.
Or a male goat, of course, is the billy goat.
The mayor said that they have heard from dozens of people since they first announced it, including a farmer from the nearby island of Vulcano who produces goat cheese.
Yeah, well.
So there's an island in Italy called Vulcano.
Of course.
It's like volcano, but they switched the U and the O. But Vulcano? Did it have a live volcano on it?
It could have. You know, over the years, sometimes the pronunciations change and the spellings change with the dialects, right?
Yeah.
But usually there's some other source to the name. So probably more than likely there was some kind of eruption on that island. Or it could be, you know, for Sicily, right? Because these are Sicilian islands.
Right.
You know, Etna's there. Mount Etna is there. So who knows? Did some lava spill onto this? Maybe Mount Etna lava created this island.
Maybe it's made of Mount Etna.
That's what I'm saying. Lava.
Lava. So it's a volcano. Anyway, the mayor says, ideally, we would like to see people try to domesticate the animals rather than eat them. Cool. However, the authorities will not be doing due diligence on any of the goat adopters' intentions. So if you need them for your goat feast... Yeah, they're in abundance.
I can't do it.
Once the goats have been apportioned, the goat taker has 15 days to catch and remove them from the island. So once they say how many you can have, you got 15 days to get it done. So how many goats do you think you would take if you could get over there?
If I could do that, man, I love them. I think they're so freaking cute. You ever see a baby goat? But they're very cute. Again, it goes back to, can you really domesticate a wild animal? You know, they're wild animals. Can you domesticate them?
Ali Chudi is the least inhabited of the seven Aeolian islands.
Correct.
The chain off Sicilian's northern coast that includes Stromboli and Lipari. Now, isn't there a dish called Stromboli?
A Stromboli is like...
It's a musical instrument.
Stromboli is what you order at the pizza place, and it's filled with stuff.
Oh, okay. Then that must have come from there.
Stromboli. It's probably Stromboli. The name of the island is not Stromboli. It's Stromboli.
Well, it's spelled like, you know.
It's Stromboli.
Yeah. Boats aside, the island is known for its local LSD bread, which was outlawed in the 1950s.
Gee, why?
Now you're getting a picture as to how come those goats all ended up on that island to begin with. Too much LSD bread. All right, coming right back with Perilla's pointers. Don't go away.
Maybe there are no goats.
On behalf of AM 970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us, with special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss. Live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com, improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's Medical Minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
Family history is a risk factor for developing inflammatory bowel disease, also known as IBD. A parent with IBD may confer a risk of up to 5% to a child, but two parents who each have IBD may confer a collective risk that increases to 20 to 30% even. The majority of what drives the development of IBD is not genetic for most people, but environmental causes poorly understood. For instance, environmental causes may include things such as smoking, sleep, stress, diet, antibiotics, or more.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to brosnanrisk.com. BROSNANRISK.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970 The Answer.
Once more from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, final few with Linda Perillo, Kevin McCullough. Travel Tuesday, and it's time for Perillo's Pointers. Linda, there's already these lists coming out of where to and not to go this summer. What does this one say?
Right, and for a sundry of reasons. It's not just money, it's crowds, it's not having access to rental cars and crowded restaurants. The number one place to avoid this summer, Kevin, would be what?
I was going to say Israel based on the discussion.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to go there. Paris during the Olympics, right?
Oh, yeah.
And my next one is my favorite. Any place that Taylor Swift is touring. I almost died. I don't want to be 150 feet near her or Travis Kelce. Slob. Thank you very much.
Well, they came to MetLife and you didn't seem to have a problem last summer.
I didn't go.
No, but they were in your state.
Well, I had to be. What was I going to do? I mean, my daughter, my stepdaughter, they all think, oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, the lovely bride had to go.
Did she go?
I got her tickets. But I was a hero for that. That got me out of the doghouse for at least 2 months. Like, that was.
Well, I can see where that. Yeah, that had some staying power, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes. House, yes.
So another place you don't want to go, wherever the UEFA Euro 2024 football tournament will be, and that will be in Germany in June, right? The Tour de France in July, you don't want to go there, which that actually begins in Florence and ends. I don't know how they're doing this in Nice. I mean, you talk about like France getting a spotlight this summer. Holy cow.
Well, the Tour de France is always, I mean, every year they run that. But to have the Olympics with that is a big deal.
And then France is also hosting the Paralympic Games in August and September, which will take place in Paris, Nice, Marseille, and Bordeaux. So Paris, guess what? Don't go to Paris. They don't need your money. Don't go to France. They don't need your money. Go somewhere else that not has a lot of people in it. So when's the best time to book a 2024 summer vacation? Now. Do it now.
Wait a minute. Wasn't this like 2 months ago?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying do it
wasn't
now.
Wasn't the 1st of February like really when you wanted to be doing that?
All right. So I got to ask you a quick question before we wrap it up. Since we mentioned Taylor Swift, because I got a vent.
Uh-oh.
Did you see Travis Kelce getting his diploma on stage?
Yes. What was that? And I did a whole comedy bit about it on the weekend show. But why did he?
Really?
You have to. Really? So good for you. You finished your coursework years ago. You went back to get your. You went back to get your certificate.
Went to the NFL. I have who cares?
But you chug a beer and then spike the can like a football in front of the president of the college who's handing you the certificate. Yeah. That bothered you, did it?
It bothered me because I was thinking of all the hundreds and hundreds of kids behind him who are receiving diplomas who worked their off to get on that stage. And he comes and makes a mockery? Really? Yeah. Gross. Taylor, look somewhere else, girlfriend.
Uh-oh. I'm just trying to break up the love birds.
I really don't care what either one of them do. Thank you.
We'll have more on that in weeks to come. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. Have a great night.
Bye, Kevin.